Okay, good afternoon. This is Adelia Huang, and I'm a hearings officer. This is case number 1180239 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Rihanna McKay. The time right now is about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. It is November 20th, 2018. Ms. McKay has not appeared in today's hearings room, nor has anyone appeared on behalf of the city. I am going to take a look at to see if any notice was provided, as it looks like I have not received any response from the city as far as documents being submitted in support of their position, and it does concern me that I do want to make sure that some sort of courtesy notice was provided, if at all possible. So first thing I'm going to do is, I do notice that there is a notice of hearing. It's been marked as Exhibit 3. This was indicated to have been mailed out on Wednesday, November 14th, 2018. So today being the 20th, 6 days in between the date this document was mailed, there should have been enough time for it to go out. It does look like the document was mailed to a Portland address for the appellant, and I do not see any notice that this notice has been returned as undeliverable, or when I also compare the addresses that was provided by Ms. K and the address that the notice was sent to, it does appear identical. So I am going to check in with the hearings clerk to see if Ms. McKay has had any contact with our office since receiving her request.
We have had no contact.
Okay. So it does look like a notice of hearing was correctly provided as a courtesy copy to the appellant and sent to the address of record. I also noticed in the file that there is a fax confirmation sheet along with a fax cover letter, which indicates that on November 14th, about 4:19 in the afternoon, four pages were sent to parking enforcement notifying them of today's hearing. So it does look like the parties were notified in accordance with our records. So at this time, I will admit exhibits 1 through 4 into the record. There's not much here, but I will begin with the tow hearing request that was filled out by Ms. McKay. It states that she believes the vehicle was towed for an invalid reason because her vehicle was not rendering the driveway inaccessible. The $95 parking citation is enough of a penalty for parking with my rear fender in the yellow paint of the driveway easement. I can understand needing to tow a vehicle that is obstructing traffic or blocking a driveway, but that was not the case in this situation. So, essentially, that's all that I have to make a decision on as far as substantive information. Without any additional information, I will have to find in favor of Ms. McKay. All the evidence demonstrates is that her vehicle was parked in front of was parked partially in front of a driveway, but the vehicle was not obstructing traffic or blocking the driveway. So with that being the case, the tow of the vehicle is invalid, as the city has not met its burden of proof to demonstrate that the tow was in accordance with all relevant laws and rules. I will be issuing a written decision, which will be sent out in the mail in the next 2 weeks. Either party may file an appeal to dispute my decision. The hearing is now closed.